Kii Wetinoong, provincial legislators have decided next September 30 will not be a statutory holiday for Ontario residents. A private member's bill from Saul Mamakwa, the New Democrat representing the northern riding of Kii Wetinoong, was defeated by a 60-30 vote on Monday at Queen's Park. The bill would have made the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, also called Orange Shirt Day, a stat holiday for all Ontarians and not just for those who work for the federal government and federally regulated employers. Mamakwa argued for setting aside September 30 as a day of reflection, and he made history by stating his case for the bill in Anishininimoan, Oji Cree, his mother tongue. Indigenous Affairs Minister Greg Rickford, who represents the Kenora Rainy River riding to south of Mamakwa's, did not support the bill. Rickford's office said he was unavailable for an interview Monday, but sent a written statement from him in support of the ideals of reconciliation. The reality is that reconciliation cannot be achieved without acknowledging and learning about the painful realities of our past, the statement declared. Only then can we begin to heal, honor the memory of those lost, and ensure that their stories are never forgotten. Mamakwa, a residential school survivor and member of Kingfisher Lake First Nation, told Newswatch last week, "It's important that we acknowledge a day of reflection for Indian residential schools on September 30 and make it a statutory holiday within Ontario, so that Ontarians have a day to learn about history, learn what Orange Shirt Day is and how to take action for truth and reconciliation."